Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Your Princess Pilot. She refriended everybody. What's that all about?
Yay!
She did.
Did you guys have to have a talk? Happy. Backstory, Josh and his girlfriend were fighting, and she blocked the entire morning show.
And the midday guy.
I thought
guy.
We were done with this.
And the midday guy.
I thought we were she done was, with this.
Apparently, if you get mad at Josh, you got to block the entire radio station.
Oh, that's funny.
We noticed Katie came out, and she's like, she's refriended me!
I did. I was just like, we're friends again. Yay!
Did you guys have a talk, or how did that go down?
Stern talking to, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. We're going to act our age, not our shoe size. There we go.
No, but it's hard to deal with this kind of lifestyle, so that's why I said I give her a pass for this one because it's
this is her one pass.
Well, no, it is hard to make yourself fit. I tell you what.
Really?
When I first found out that you were married, I was like, that has to be the most understanding woman that has ever walked the face of the earth.
And she never blocked everybody,
and
though.
Then, well, no, she didn't. But then I met Nick Nack, and I was just like, she has got to be like the neatest,
she's
coolest, laid-back, chillest chick I've ever met. And so
she's
I feel like Princess Pilot is very much along those lines. She just needs to get used to this kind of lifestyle.
It's a different lifestyle. It really is. And it's
so,
like taking a
fighting so much.
No, it's taken a toll on every girl I've ever dated.
Exactly.
It really has.
So when you find one who's like, okay, I'm fine. I maybe freaked out a little. Maybe I blocked everybody.
So what did you tell her? Were you like, you got to refriend everybody?
Well, I was just like, you know, people notice things.
Yeah.
People notice.
I know.
It's that line, nobody forgets. Yeah, people
nobody
notice.
Forgets.
And
yeah.
And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, I guess. She was like, oh, I guess, you know, did she notice?
Man,
I was like,
oh, yeah. I have fun with her when I see her in person.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. Remember that time you blocked us?
Remember when you blocked everybody?
I don't think you'll ever see her in person again.
Oh, we never got Chick-fil-A.
She's made up. She's actually
never
fake.
Again.
She's fake. Aww. She doesn't exist.
I'm going to see her be like, hey, what's up? Don't block me.
Oh. In-person block.
I know, exactly.
Just don't talk to her. Be like, I blocked you now.
Yes, in-person. Good, actually.
Well, it's glad to see that she's refriended everybody.
Yeah, we're good.
That's exciting stuff. Katie was mostly excited.
I was so excited.
She was. That was the first thing she said to me this morning.
I love her, so I'm glad we are friends again. Don't mess it up, Josh.
I'm not messing it up.
That was a close one. All right, time for our little sports update. I know Josh has some stuff, and my God, Katie's got some stuff today,
too. Well, because we have a story about Knox Jolie Pitt. Name sounds familiar, right? It is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie's youngest kid. So the twins that they had, Knox and Vivian. So they're now 17 years old, and there's pictures of little Knox doing his best Fight Club in Los Angeles.
Hey.
I know. Apparently, he's really into Muay Thai.
Muay Thai, Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
Muay Thai.
Okay, he really into
martial
it.
Arts.
And there's video of him training like a mad person down in L.A., and he looks so much like his dad back in Fight Club. It is eerie. And so, yeah, people are saying that apparently this is his thing, and you can catch him and not only Knox but Vivian at these clubs cheering him on. And so the whole little Jolie Pitt gang is doing their Fight Club and bringing it in with the next generation. So I just think it's fascinating. Fascinating, and again, it is.
Well, good news. It's looking like we're not going to have to worry about hail this afternoon. It's just going to be toasty AF. Watching the news forecast there on the old boob tube and 90s today. So it's going to be toasty. You're going to be sweating. You're going to get that boob sweat, Katie.
Oh, no, not the boob sweat.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Well, I feel like you guys have to deal with that, too, just in a different location, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get hit by hail at all? I didn't get anything down by me.
No, it's funny. I went out and did the whole blanket on the car thing because I'm borrowing someone's car, and I was just like, gosh, that's the last thing I needed to get somebody else's car hail damage.
Right.
So I went and did your little blanket trick. The only one in my entire apartment complex who put a blanket on their vehicle.
Hey, that's okay.
So, that's awkward
for
you.
Yeah, either prepared or just really odd. But
big old rainbow bright blanket.
Yeah, exactly. But it didn't even matter because I didn't get any hail yesterday. It
Same.
Did rain for like 5 minutes ridiculously. Mm-hmm. Like,
Same.
You know, the heavens opened up and it poured down from the sky. But it was only for like 5 minutes.
We got a bunch of hail. I was at my family's house. They're all in town. And so we started getting massive amounts of hail. I ran out because I wasn't able to park my car in my garage, and I parked my car under like a tree overhang.
Yeah.
Completely saved it.
Good
I was
for you.
So happy.
Wow.
I do not want hail damage on my car. My dad just, he just got drilled by hail at work.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad for him because his car doesn't look very good anymore.
No, well, so my last car, the one that, you know, I don't have anymore, it got hail damage while it was getting fixed at a mechanic.
Oh, come on.
And then they even said, they're like, well, if you'd like to, you know, fix it, you can always submit a claim. And I was like, it took me 6 months to get it in here with a claim. Like, what are you talking about? And yeah, so hail damage can be a nightmare. So yeah. You can avoid it.
Unless you work for the hail repair places, they're like, hails to the air.
All about it.
Well, it should be a better day today in the 90s in the Mile High City.
Crazy how much Knox looks like Brad Pitt.
I thought you he's a good-looking kid. Yeah.
He's such a good-looking kid.
I got to look him up.
How old is he? He's, again, 17. So the twins are 17 now, and it just blew my mind. I thought it was Brad Pitt for a second. I was like, AI recreated Brad Pitt with orange hair, but that is his son Knox, and it is just mind-blowing to me. But yeah, there you go.
Katie, you're breaking the number one rule.
I know.
What's the number one rule?
You don't think he looks like him?
No, he looks more like Angelina than Brad.
Well, maybe it's just the side profile here, the picture that they have of him actually kicking his opponent.
Yeah.
I mean, that side profile, chiseled jaw looks just like Brad. So,
good-looking kid.
Yeah.
And one of the best movies of all time.
Oh, my goodness.
Such a good movie.
And I think ladies and gentlemen can agree on that. Like, that movie, I'd watch it again.
It's violent, though. Violent.
Well, they all have their shirts off, though, and that's why I think women
That's why Jer likes it.
Even Meatloaf. Remember Meatloaf?
Meatloaf was in it. You're right.
All right, what you got, Josh?
All right, well, New York Knicks are in the middle of a very hard-fought battle with the San Antonio Spurs for the NBA Finals. And for the first time since 1999, Knicks fans were finally able to see a home game at MSG. That made these tickets ridiculously pricey to get, and it actually just set the world record for the priciest tickets ever sold. Two tickets, were sold for $1 million last night to get into the celeb row where all the celebrities are.
Isn't that a charity thing, though? Yeah. Like it went to charity?
Yeah, so I'll get there. It was the celebs that were there. I mean, it was Spike Lee, Timothy Chalamet. Those are the regulars. Jay-Z, DJ Khaled.
Kai Kai
was sitting right next to Timothy. How do you say it, Jer?
Chalamet.
Derek Jeter, Eli Manning.
Ben Stiller was there.
Ben Stiller. Donald Trump, and even Mayor Mamdani was there as well.
I was the best one there.
Is Trump even a Knicks
up for debate.
Fan?
Well, he's a New York Knicks fan.
He's
a New York native and
Knicks
fan.
I know, but I didn't know if he was a Knicks fan.
Long-time Knicks fan since last night.
I love all the balls.
I
didn't
know.
Well, this is their chance to see their first actual NBA title since 1973.
Right.
The get-in prices made an all-time high at $13,000 for standing room only. That's it.
Wow.
And then those did dip hours before just to about $5,000. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. You're right, Jeremy. James Dolan, who's the executive chairman and CEO for MSG Sports, said, "We do want to thank Gibson & Dunn and Veritas Capital for their incredible generosity. They are able to bring life-changing opportunity to young people in need." That is where the $1 million donations are going
That's
to go.
Good.
But imagine, like, first of all, imagine you get these tickets. You are the people that are awarded these tickets. And you don't even get, you know, to sit next to Chalamet or anything like that. You get like, Fat Joe. Like,
apologies to Fat Joe.
Lean back.
No, but there are A-list and B-list celebrities. Let's be honest. He was there front row. If you're like, I'm going to sit next to Kylie Jenner, and you get you get Fat Joe.
He's
Come
like,
on now.
Are you wearing walker wear? Lean back.
He also had a push-up bra on.
He did.
Oh, sports. But JKJ, here at Mix. Multiple stories out there talking about how the old 80s and 90s, anything 80s and 90s is just hot, hot, hot. Including some new stuff coming out on Netflix and into the theaters. Netflix did unveil the first photos and video of the actual puppy starring as Scooby-Doo in the upcoming live-action Scooby-Doo Origins. Making the franchise first use of a real dog.
Yes.
I love me some Scooby-Doo.
I saw the pictures of this little Scooby puppy, Nana.
He's a cutie.
Cute. A little confused, though, because it looks like a chocolate lab puppy. I thought Scooby-Doo was a Great Dane.
So this is a Great Dane.
It is.
It is a little Great Dane puppy. But you're right. He does resemble a lab.
He does. Like, I thought for sure that was a little lab puppy.
Yeah,
but okay,
he's
a Great Dane. He is adorable. He's so cute.
He's a good boy.
Oh, he's so cute.
Shaggy. The modern reimagining follows the teens at summer camp as old friends Shaggy and Daphne investigate a haunting mystery involving a lost Great Dane puppy, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I like Daphne. I think Velma was always the hotter one. But
really?
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion for sure.
Uh-uh.
Huh.
Uh-uh. Velma's... Velma's hiding some stuff, I think.
No, she's a nerd like you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you'd go do
I
nerd
think Velma's
stuff
into
together.
Some stuff.
Take off those glasses. Yeah.
In the movies, Velma was always, the latest movies, like they always portrayed Velma as kind of a little hottie.
Sneaky
like,
hot.
Yeah, yeah, no, she is.
Katie, how about this? Throwback to 97. Mira Sorvino, haven't heard that name since 97.
Whoa.
And Lisa Kudrow officially reuniting for a Romy and Michelle sequel. Now in production exclusively for the Hulus. Yeah, I don't think I ever saw that. This story is talking about how it is a cult classic, but I never saw it.
What?
What? Yourself?
The creator of Post-Its? You've never seen Romy and Michelle's high school reunion?
Can't say that I have.
This is one you need
that
to put on
that wouldn't have been one
list.
That I went and saw.
That is such a good movie.
Really?
Like, the fact that they had everyone convinced that they were the creator of Post-Its. Like, that's just so funny.
All right. Well.
Yes. I'm so glad it's a sequel's in the works. That's
I can
good news.
Still see the cover of the VHS.
Well, it's two hot blondes. That's why you can still see it, Jeremy.
No, I'm still into Velma. And then Amazon is developing a live-action Jim in the Holograms series.
Shut up.
I know!
Not Jim.
I know. Jim's coming back. The project is described as an elevated live-action techno-thriller series based on the popular 80s cartoon. My sister was into Jim a little bit.
Yeah, Jim was great.
Ladies love Jim. Okay, and then let me give you one more thing. A trend that's going viral... When it comes to your glass of wine, people are now putting frozen pickles in their Sauvignon Blanc white wine, even adding a dash of brine from the jar. And they say it's actually quite tasty. Some people are also doing frozen jalapenos.
Okay. Here's the thing.
All right.
You know those pickle drinks that were all the rage last summer? I believe they're coming back this year at Sonic. I think Good Times has one. But people were surprised at how good those were. So,
I went and got the Sonic Dill Pickle Slushy.
Yeah.
Money.
A lot of people said that. So I think this actually has some truth to it, that combining like the sweet Chablis kind of... flavor.
Well, it's a sweet and salty.
Yeah, it's super salty, which enhances the flavor.
Yeah, so I can get
behind it.
Yeah,
sometimes I just have a glass of brine on ice. So. Yeah.
Good for you.
All right, what you got? Local.
Pickle fancy. Okay,
tickle my pickle.
Denver students, this is going to be taking place this next school year. They're not going to be able to use their cell phones, smartwatches, or other personal devices during the school day now. They're calling it a bell-to-bell rule, and they're going to be strictly enforcing it. Now, here's the thing. A law was passed back in 2025 that said schools had to implement some kind of policy on student cell phone use, but it didn't require a ban. But most schools are going that route, and they did their due diligence.
Okay.
They surveyed parents and students and people who worked at the school to see what they thought the best move was going forward. And I guess Denver Public Schools was like, no, we're just going to ban them all together. So I know a lot of parents are concerned that they're not going to be able to contact their child during emergency situations. And I get that. I think that would be my one complaint about the whole thing is, wait a minute. I want to make sure I can get a hold of my kid whenever I need
especially
to get a hold of my
smartwatch,
kid.
Especially the smartwatch. You know, like I'd like to shoot him a message and say, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late picking you up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, grandma's going to pick you up.
Yeah.
Just and reaching out to him, you know.
Again, there's no specifics on how they're going to do it. I know one of the, like, broader things is just they're either going to ask them to turn it in or turn it off. But how they're going to police
How is that enforceable?
Exactly. I don't know the specifics of how they're going to do it.
Well,
but
you turn them in, you're not going
to
have them.
Turn them in, but to just turn them off, how are they going to police that? And again,
it works. I mean, in my son's middle school, they had to keep them like in the lockers and stuff, and they weren't allowed to have them. So,
but he had his watch, so you were able to get a hold
of him.
Did
have a watch,
and that's the thing, you're not going to be able to have watches either.
That's silly.
But we have been conditioned to say, I'm going to text you, you're going to text me right back. I really feel like parents are going to have a little bit of a learning curve themselves in this, because you're not going to be able to get a hold of your kid. And
I mean, you can text on laptops. Well, they're not banning laptops.
Get this,
are
guys.
Well, but they
get
are.
This. Listen, They didn't text us in the 90s
either. Yeah, they didn't. But again, we've been
and we were fine.
We've been conditioned now to have this access.
It's convenient, for sure.
So you've had it for years. I know, but I'm just saying, you've had it for years.
Yeah.
It's going to take a learning curve to get back into that.
They'll be fine.
Okay, fine. Keep saying that. But it's going to take a little bit for people to get used to it. That's it.
You bet it will.
So how about this one?
But they'll be cool.
They're going to be fine, but you're going to take a minute to get used to it.
You know what the thing is, though? Like, if it's a distraction thing, like in my district, they hand each kid a laptop, okay, and they're on the laptop jacking around. At the end of the school year, they were watching Sausage Party on the laptops.
I know they were, but they're going to be policing that too. Like, they're only going to have the student like stuff on the laptop now. It's not going to have access to everything. So they're, I think that when you go back to school this fall, it's going to be a big learning curve
boy,
for
kids.
Not only students,
I would just ditch.
Too.
Don't go back.
Don't do that.
Just ditch.
Don't listen to Jeremy. Okay, two arrested. This story's crazy. I didn't even know this was a thing. It's called a cannonball run. It happened in late May. They found a car going 130 down I-25. They tried to pull him over, and the car, quote unquote, blacked out. So they turned off all their lights and all the bells and whistles trying to elude police. And apparently this is a thing where cars are extremely modified and customized with settings designed to evade detection. So they've got radar detectors and jammers, as well as a binocular system for spotting police, and they really go the extra mile to stay off the radar.
Stealth mode.
I had no idea this was a thing, and they race across the country. Mm-hmm. So the cops picked up this couple of people in this car, and they were able to arrest them without incidents, but they found amphetamines in there. They found all
the
of
meth?
This stuff. Yeah, they found all of this stuff to elude police, but this is apparently cannonball running. I had no idea.
Yeah, cannonball run. You go from New York to California. It's like 23,000 miles. I don't know what it is. But you zip across the country and it's like a race. And you've never heard of the Burt Reynolds movie Cannonball Run that was out in the 70s?
Well, no, because I wasn't born. So.
Yeah.
2,900 miles, not 23,000.
No,
did I say 23,000?
Yeah, 2,900.
Or 3,000. I said 3,000.
Yeah, 3,000 about.
But what is it? 29? Well, I was close.
About 3,000, yeah.
Okay, I was close.
That was a good guess. Well, you said.
It's 29,000, but
that's not 29,000.
No, but they were able to arrest him there. I think it was Douglas County where they got him. Just kind of crazy, right? And then one more, just a taste of Fort Collins. They're moving it to the fall, and they've got a couple acts lined up with Modest Mouse and Lil Jon. Yes, so excited for that. There we go. There's your Mile High.
There it is. Well, you want one more since you're so excited?
Exactly.
About it? Yeah. There you go. You
what?
Got two. And
I'll
there
just
you
do
go.
That one for you.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Right, what's this caper you're trying to pull at the DMV today, Josh?
So I need to renew my license. And because of that, you have to, make an appointment. And there are no appointments available for like months right now, anywhere in a DMV near me. So I'm trying to do a little something different here. And if you book an appointment that is closer to your date that you need for a different thing, they'll give you a ticket, like a numbered ticket, and be like, hey, here you go, your number 74.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go and wait. And then when they call your number, you are able to just go there for the thing that you need. And I am hoping to pull this off today.
Okay. So
it's a little unorthodox, I guess you could say, but I've heard from very reliable sources that it works really well.
So you're trying to bend the rules a little bit, but not break them.
So you need what are you going in for?
So I need to renew my license. So it's been 10 years since I got my last one. My birthday comes and goes, and it was like, hey, I need to renew my license now. It's okay. I have a month, okay?
Yeah.
I cannot get an appointment until it said August, like 8th.
Oh.
And I'm like, well, if they do that anyway,
which are you going to?
I looked for anyone in the state, Jeremy.
They're pretty backed up. I remember.
The closest time I could get was like August 6th.
Yeah.
And I can't do that. They'll charge me more than to renew it.
What did you sign up for to go in for?
I'm going to be going to take the written test today. Thank you very much.
Oh, now I see what you're doing. Well,
but I got that written test today instead of 2 months from now.
How fun is that?
It's going to be interesting.
I like this a lot because you're not necessarily hurting anybody.
No.
You're not inconveniencing anybody.
They're inconveniencing me.
A little bit. And so you're just working around it.
I don't know if this works because got spaces lined up for people one after another to get their license. And if you're there for the written test, they're just going to shove you over to the written test.
But if
there's
it
the
does
lettering
work.
System, they go A, B, and C here. And renewal, driver's license, and written test are under the level C. So it's the same category.
It's the same category,
Jared. Same thing.
Oh, this and may work.
I'm just saying.
This
I might
is
get
exciting.
A new license today.
Has anybody tried this yet?
Or I might get arrested and call one of y'all
I
for
know.
Help. And Jeremy, it's closer to you, so be on call.
Is it? Waiting for
you're
that
you're going to the golden
call.
One.
I'm going, maybe.
Okay, so this is
They've
you.
They've got an opening on July 2nd. Why didn't you just book it for July 2nd and call it good?
Because that's still over the due date of what I need it for.
You're funny.
I want to get it now.
Couldn't you just renew it online? Because most of the time you can renew your license just online.
So you got to get a new picture. I need a new picture. I need to go there and smile. Or do they let you smile yet?
No,
they don't.
Can't smile.
You can't smile.
So I got to go there and frown and get my new picture.
I know.
That's what I need.
All right.
It's really interesting. I
there's a Denver one. There's an appointment today at Denver.
Really?
Yes.
Can I go? Hold on. People cancel. People cancel.
You're funny.
Hey, send me that link really quick.
No, I'm not getting it.
Oh,
I want you
come
to get
on.
In trouble.
Send me that link. No. Look,
okay.
I think it's going to work.
It'll be fine. I feel like, though, that they do send you off into like specific spots. I don't know.
Well, if it doesn't, then I'll come
See,
back with a suspended license.
I had to deal with this, though. Huh. I had to book out an appointment to change my license months out in advance. So I dealt with the same thing. Hmm. So that's why I'm like you changing it to have an appointment today for a different reason and utilizing that to get your license.
I feel like they're
going
to be on to people like you. But I'm curious to see if it works out.
I think it's genius.
I think it's going to work. I've had people just tell.
I'm
say
here
things.
From
people
a
talk.
Written test.
Yeah. It's going to go great.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I think
no
it's
going to
be fun. And I may call you from a detention center.
Yeah, heads up to everybody at the DMV in Golden today.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about family stuff. Katie and I both have daughters.
Yes.
And just real quick, I feel bad for my little kiddo.
Oh, why?
There's going to be a death in the family. Probably fairly soon.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. All signs are pointing to possibly Larry the hamster.
Oh.
The end is near, I think.
Is Larry starting to get frail?
Well,
like, what's happening?
You know, hamsters, I mean, once you hit 2 years, you're looking, wow, that's a long time for a hamster. And we're getting close to that.
Okay.
And sadly, the little Lair Bear, as we call him, I don't know. Hopefully she's not listening, but she knows. He's got a big old, like, lump on the side.
Oh, no.
And it's poor like, it's got like a hole.
Oh.
It's really gross. And
a
it's
lump
like
a, and a hole.
It's a hole and a lump, and it's oozy. And I feel bad because we're like, let's not touch Larry anymore. We probably shouldn't touch Larry because I don't know what Larry's going to give you at this point.
Yeah. Just gaze at Larry from
let's
afar.
Just,
yeah.
And no joke, she wanted to pet him the other day, and I made her put a rubber glove on. And I'll just tell you right now, hamsters do not like to be pet with a rubber glove on.
Larry's like, get off me.
He's like probably pulling his hair a little bit, you know, and he's trying to bite the glove and
it's
everything.
It's like you're making it worse, actually.
Please stop with the rubber glove, kid. But yeah, I mean, he's hitting that point. You know, he's getting old, and it looks like he's got some sort of, you know, cancer or something on the side of him. So it'll be soon, and it'll break our heart because she loves this little guy. And he's been a really good hamster.
Yeah.
Friendly little hamster. But nobody wants to touch him.
Okay, and is your little baby Nana a little too old for you to just swap out that hamster with another little bear?
Yeah, she'd know.
Like,
she'd know.
She's and like, oh, this look, is our... he doesn't have that lump anymore.
Yeah, it went away. we did our prayers.
Yes.
She would know. And the thing is, this is our second hamster, you know, and I think after Lair Bear, I don't think we're going to get another hamster. I think it's to the point where it's like, hey, we're tired of taking care of that cage and
hamstered out.
Hamster smell and hamster holes in the side, you know, things like that.
Is she going to upgrade now from a hamster to a cat?
Don't think so.
That's usually the route they go.
I don't think so.
You know, now she's old enough to, you know, perform the duties of a bigger, larger animal.
We're good. The nice thing about the hamsters is they got an expiration date that's pretty short. So
2 years.
You can move on from that.
Two and done.
But the conversation included Nick Nack saying, hey, do you think we should take him to the vet? Like, and like maybe put them down. And,
okay, or, I don't mean to sound like, heartless, but well, come on.
I believe you were just as heartless as I was. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Really? Do we take hamsters to a vet?
We don't take hamsters to the vet.
I can remember growing up, you know, I was way younger. My uncle was younger. My uncle had a hamster, and I remember something was going on with that hamster, and my grandma took it to the vet. And I still remember to this day that the vet was like, this is the first time I've ever looked at a hamster. You don't do that. You know, you just, they run their course, and then they're rodents, and then they move on, you know. And then for her to say, you know, I don't know if he's suffering. He's not suffering, first of all. I'll tell everybody that. He's running on his wheel. He's doing fine. She's like, we should probably just, she's like, what would it be, like $40 to like, what? I'm like, we're not. No.
Putting the hamster down? Like,
no, I think at that point you, I don't want to be too morbid.
I know.
You take, listen, you're like a mobster. You take care of it,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You take the hamster out back.
You take care of it. You got a guy that, you know. I have a buddy that their hamster was
hamster
suffering.
Guy.
And you got to, you take care of it, right? You're sorry, Larry, but your time has come, you know?
Oh, poor kids.
But, yeah, I feel bad, because mostly because she loves holding this little guy and petting him and, you know, giving him a little snacks and everything. And now at this point, we're like, don't touch the hamster.
Touch
dude,
it.
You have to be under extreme supervision. You don't have any open wounds on your hand, do you?
Put on your hazmat suit before you touch the hamster.
Put
okay?
on the face mask and rubber gloves and the hazmat suit. So, well, I'll keep you updated on the status of Larry, though.
Okay.
We'll have a little service when it's all said and done.
Little Lair Bear.
Yeah. Bless his little heart.
Oh.
I know what you're debating.
What?
Do I read Cheryl's text message?
I mean,
I don't want everybody getting upset.
I don't know who she is.
Cheryl texted us. I guess she's got a lot of experience with hamsters growing up. And our concern was that Lair Bear, my hamster, was, you know, suffering. He's got some cancer on the side of him. And I mean, it's a hamster.
It's probably,
you know,
the
what?
Best way
it's
to
humane.
Handle it.
The tennis ball thing is weird, though. Oh, well, a can. Tennis ball can. Okay. I thought she said she put him in a tennis ball.
Cheryl just said you don't want your hamster to suffer.
You don't.
He's in those
final, but he's not suffering. Like, he's eating fine. He's running on his wheel. He's just got, like, an oozing sore.
Cheryl,
you know?
Just had a
don't we all?
Suggestion for taking care of it is all. And
it sounds almost humane, though.
No, it does. Like, it's not
so
awful.
So she said.
Okay, we're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Don't be mad at me. We love animals. We love animals. And we've got a little guy that's suffering. And it's a rodent, you guys. Yeah. It's not like you're doing this to your lab. She said, this is coming from Cheryl. She said, I had hamsters growing up, and you'd put them in a tennis ball can. Okay, so you think of that can.
Yeah, where you
put
three balls
in. Put the little guy in there.
This next part may have some people, you know.
And then you put the can up to the exhaust of your car.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And then you close the lid. She says, then the hamster will just go to sleep.
It just goes to sleep.
She says, they won't suffer anymore and it's peaceful.
Hamster, go bye-bye. It's what she said.
It's humane.
It is.
I feel like that's actually kind of humane. If the little guy is, it's better than whacking him on the head with a hammer or something.
Exactly.
Jeez. You've got a rodent that is suffering. You just let him go to sleep. I mean, well, Fast Five is coming up in just a few minutes. We're going to hop into some Alex Warren here at Numbers Mix 100. Have you guys heard about the gas station screw, which is not what Katie does on the weekends?
No. Don't you start
that
rumor.
That's a rest stop. You like
I
to go to the rest
that.
Stops. The gas station
I don't
screw.
Do that.
So if you're hearing about this, here's what it is. The thing is, people are saying that thieves, crooks, whatever, they go and put a screw in the nozzle cradle of the gas pump so it doesn't, like, turn off, essentially. It doesn't go fully in the off position when you're done filling up, because a lot of times people just pull it out, you know, and let loose and then, you know, hook it back to the machine and then they drive off, right? Well, the screw in there essentially prevents the machine's mechanisms from knowing that the transaction is done. And it allows scammers then to pull up right behind you to that pump, pull it back out, and keep filling up on your tab. And they're calling it the gas station screw.
That's a real screw, yeah.
And so they're saying this is a thing, and people are freaking out about it on the socials. Well, yes, it's gone viral. But guess what? Snopes did a little thing, and they say it's a complete hoax.
Okay,
and
I was like...
no evidence of it ever working or even happening to begin with.
That seems like you'd have to do a lot of tampering to something, and somebody would see you do that.
I think you'd see
a screw
in there, right?
Yeah, like you would. It'd be a lot harder to do than it sounds like, I think.
But this is just one of those things that I feel like you're going to get multiple messages and emails passed on to you from your crazy aunt or your mom, you know, that maybe sees this on Facebook and believes everything.
But they can scam us so many ways. That's not necessarily their fault.
I'm just letting you know. Well, it is. It's one of those things, though, that your mom's going to be like, they put a screw in the gas nozzle. And
well, just one more thing you have to look out for.
All right,
it really
mom.
Is like you can't even insert your card anymore. You have to tap everywhere. Because,
I will say that I do check the credit card readers a lot of times
on
the gas pumps.
And at one point, there was a begrudging homie who was like, and people are saying you'll get scammed if you insert your card, like they're crazy. So we're just getting the word out.
Yeah,
right?
I am getting the word out because you will get a message from your crazy aunt being like, be careful. The perps are out and they're putting screws in all the gas pumps now.
He goes again.
Yeah. Oh, come on. This is like something your mom would send you, Katie. I
know,
I guarantee
but
you.
They just want us to be safe.
They do. They want us to be on the lookout.
That's what moms do.
It's like, Katie would send to Zoe.
Yeah. Moms believe everything online. So just a heads up.
We have to warn you.
Like,
that's
AI
our job.
Images of everything.
That's
everything.
Our job to then warn you about that bear surfing. Like,
right.
You know
did you
I
see
mean?
That bear surfing?
Yeah,
on the
now you got to worry about him in the water, too.
So, anyway, the gas station screw is something that you don't have to worry about unless you're extremely lonely on the weekends. Time to have some fun with Fast Five. Give us a call and play, especially if you've never played before. 303-691-1-MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you here in the studios to play the FF. And, like I said, always looking for those newbies. So if you've played, 100 times, chill, bro. Let's get some newbies on today. Right, Katie Cat?
Absolutely. We want to talk to you.
Yeah, girl. Yeah. We'll get you on the air, get to know you. I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me 5 things that have to do with that category. Want to play? You up? You spunky? 303-691-1649. Give us some examples of ones we've done in the past, Katie.
Yeah, because you are all over the place when it comes to what you ask. Like, quick, name 5 kinds of tacos in 10 seconds or less. Or 5 famous women named Pamela.
Ooh.
The one that won it yesterday, I believe it was... Amanda, 5 things that can stain a white t-shirt.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she came in swinging with that one.
Blood.
Big winner.
Blood and Slurpees. You think you want to play? It's going to be easier to get in. I'll guarantee you that because all the school kids are out on the breaks. So 303-691-1649. Now, a heck of a prize this week as well.
We're going to send you up to the Greeley Stampede to see the one, the only Nelly. So, yeah, a huge prize, and you're winning it all week if you can win Fast Five.
Why do you guys keep hanging up? Everybody's calling in and hanging up. You all right over there?
I'm fine. Thank you.
5 things Katie has stuck in her throat.
Oh, no.
303-691-1-MIX, 303-691-1649. Are our phone lines working today? Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Welcome morning to you, Lizzie Liz. What are you doing today?
I just dropped my daughter off at Taekwondo.
All right.
And then I'm going to work.
How old is your daughter?
She's 9.
Okay, so you could still take her.
Yeah.
You mean take her in Taekwondo?
No, yeah, you know.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
You know, if you have a disagreement.
I can take her.
Yeah. There's going to come a point, though, Liz, where she gets a little older and you guys are going to have a disagreement. She's going to lay you out.
I know.
Not yet, though.
Not yet.
Some time.
I try to be good to her now, so she's good to me later.
Yeah, there you go. At some point, you're just going to just lay on her. You'll be fine. Exactly. Just lay on her if you need to defend yourself. So funny.
Yeah.
What level belt is she?
She's red.
Trying to remember where that falls. I mean it to brown.
Just under black.
Oh, so she's up there.
Above. Yeah, it's above brown.
Okay.
She's kicking butt.
I made it to brown, and yeah. I feel like brown was halfway.
I feel like that's accurate.
Yeah, Brown Town.
Look at
so
your little kid.
Yeah.
What's her name? Give her a shout out.
Her name is Violet, and I'd like to give her a shout out and Songs Elite Martial Arts in Brighton.
Wow, look at you.
That's where
nice
she
plug.
Goes, and
nice
they're amazing
plug.
There. And all they're right. actually the ones that they let her listen to the radio in the van. And she told me, Mom, let's listen to this station. And I just fell in love with you guys.
Oh, well, that's so sweet.
They tell her we said thank you. It's all because of Violet. We're chatting today, Liz.
Thank you, Violet.
Yes.
I know. So exciting.
Say hi to Violet, cutie.
Hi, Violet.
No, you got to go, hi-ya. Oh,
hi-ya.
There you go. All right, Liz, you ready to play the Fast Five?
I am ready.
All right. In 10 seconds, I need you to give me 5 famous cartoon rabbits. Go.
Bugs Bunny.
1.
Thumper.
2.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
What is that bunny on Zootopia?
Oh.
Yeah, the Zootopia bunny. I would have given you that. And many more, including Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Oh, Roger Rabbit.
Oh, dang.
Dang, bro. Liz, it was so nice meeting you. And
thank you.
Give your daughter our love, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up?
You are, buddy. What are you doing today?
Just hanging out.
Just chilling, bro?
Yes, sir.
Do you work?
Not today, no.
What do you usually do?
I clean the porta potties.
Oh, nice.
Fun.
Right on.
You must have stories, Jay.
You ever find anything in there besides poo-poo pee-pee? Like anything good?
Not yet. I barely started doing it not too long ago, so
okay.
Yeah.
You're going to find something good.
Oh, yeah, hopefully.
You're just getting started on your stories.
Brand new iPhone or something. You're like, score.
Yeah. Or a raccoon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I found some Ray-Bans, actually, but they were a little beat up.
Oh. Now, if they weren't beat up, Jay, would you consider cleaning them up and wearing them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably not.
No? Yeah, I guess.
You're like, what's that smell? Oh, it's Jay's sunglasses.
You'd have to be pretty particular. Yeah, about what you keep, right? Like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, for sure.
So funny. So funny. All right, J-Dog, what do I have for you? Your letter is M, like a monster. In 10 seconds, give me 5 things you'd find in a junk drawer that start with that letter M. Go.
Oh, man. Oh,
boy.
Oh, I got nothing.
Isn't it funny how you seize up?
Yeah.
You're like, I don't even know what a junk drawer is. Like magnets, yeah. A magnifying glass.
Mail.
Mail.
I think of all of them now.
Yeah,
I know.
Darn it.
Think of them all day, Jay.
All right, Jay, you go get to those porta potties, buddy, and thank you for doing what you do. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right,
bye. That opened up a phone line if you want to play Fast Five today with us. 303-691-1649. Here's Joseph. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're super dupes. How are you, buddy?
Also super dupes.
Right on. What are you doing today? Anything good?
I'm at work right now, but I took a little break to play Fast Five with you guys.
Oh, all right. A break at 7:30 in the morning already. Good.
What are you doing? I got here at 5, so.
Oh, okay.
You deserve a break, Joseph.
You're an early bird like us, buddy. So what do you do?
I work at Coors Tech.
Coors Tech. Does that involve the beer, or is that something else?
It's something else. Same owner.
Okay. What do you do at Coors Tech?
I make ceramic pieces for microchips and computer parts and stuff.
Wow. Yeah, you definitely don't want to be drunk when you're doing
I
that.
I know, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, that's neat. Hey, good for you, man. All right, what do I have for Joseph? This one we did yesterday. Were you listening yesterday?
I was.
Well, we'll see how you do. In 10 seconds, I need five famous Pauls. People named Paul. Go.
Paul McCartney. Paul Uh-oh. Rudd.
Yep, yep.
Paul.
Uh-oh.
The alien Paul from the movie.
Oh.
Darn it.
Darn it. You know what? I would have even accepted Jake Paul and Logan Paul, I think.
Oh, a couple Pauls, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a couple Pauls there. Well, Joseph, darn it, you didn't get it, buddy, but it was awfully nice talking to you.
It was good talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, man. See you later.
Have a good day, Joseph. Bye.
Are we going to get a winner today?
Man, going through it.
Hi, Gregory.
Hi.
Hey. What are you doing today?
It's me again.
It's you again. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah.
If anyone else would like to play, 303-691-1649. If not, it's going to be Gregory again. What are you doing today, dude?
I don't got nothing planned big so far. Just going to an AA meeting at noon.
Hey, good for you.
Yep.
Keep at it, man. How long have you not been drinking?
I've been clean and sober for 9 months.
Hey, good
for
job,
you,
Gregory.
Yeah.
Heck of a stretch there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep going, brother.
It's a miracle.
It really
it's a miracle,
is.
That's for sure.
Keep going one day at a time, Gregory. That's all you can yeah. do. So best of luck
I
to you.
I used drugs since I was 10 years old, so it's wow. a miracle that I got clean again.
Yeah, no, that's an inspiring story. You just keep on that straight and narrow, Gregory.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
We're rooting for you, dude.
We really are.
Thanks.
All right, what do I have for you? Okay, this one's very subjective, Gregory. So these are fun for me. But in 10 seconds, sir, I need to know five things you probably would not want to put in your dishwasher. And go.
Your blender, sponge, or I don't know. Fuck, I'm stumped.
Oh, Gregory. Time's up, buddy.
That was an awesome try.
A baby.
I know.
Yeah,
that
right?
would have worked.
A tire. Yeah.
Your cell phone.
Yeah,
yeah see? You could have done it, darn
yeah,
it.
That clock.
Yep. All right, Gregory.
You.
Well, have a good day, buddy. Thanks for listening
yes.
to us.
And yes, best you. Of luck in Thanks. Your sobriety, Gregory. Bye.
Thank you.
Later,
Bye-bye.
Dude. Mikey! Mike.
You guys talking
Mike.
To me, Mike?
There's Mike.
There's Mike. What up?
I don't know. It's kind of a common name.
I know. He's like, how many mics are on the line this morning? Mike, what are you doing today, dude?
I'm driving to work, Your Majesty.
You got a funny guy today.
He's
I love
a funny
it already.
Guy.
I love it already.
Mike, what are you saving up? All right, what are you saving up for? I mean, it sounds like you're a hardworking guy. What are you saving up for? Anything good?
I am a construction project manager, and normally it pays well, but since the economy's down right now, it's kind of hard between. Saving up to, I want a jet ski. I'm 53 years old, and I'm like, darn it, I want a jet ski.
Yeah, why not? It's time.
Yeah,
you're at the age, too, if you fall off and break something, you're not going to be too beat up, I think. You'll still heal.
And
once you hit 60, Mike, you got to shut that dream off.
I'm not breaking a hip yet.
Nah,
yet.
You're fine. You
not
sound
yet.
Tough. He's a construction guy, Katie.
You got
He's tough.
This. You got this.
What's that going to run you for the one that you want?
About 14 or 15. They're not too bad.
Okay.
1,000?
100.
Yeah.
No. 14,000?
Yeah. Yeah, for a brand new one.
That's crazy, Mike.
Saving some change.
I mean, you can get a used one for like $2,500, but, you know, you get what you pay for.
Yeah. You want this jet ski
oh
to
my
last.
God, I didn't even know those were that much money. But all right, buddy. Well, I hope you get it at some point.
Really Me too.
Fingers yeah. crossed, Mike.
All right, dude. What do I have? What do I have? What do I have? Oh, forget it.
Something in automotive or construction.
Call your shot, dude. You know what?
Call your shot.
Why not?
Automotive or construction. I like you, Mike. In 10 seconds, give me five different models. And you can only use, how do I phrase this?
Yeah, I know. Makes, not model. Or no. models.
No, so I want to do models, but you can't do, like, you know, 250, 350, 450. But give me five different models of trucks. Go.
I drive a Ford F-250.
One.
You said that out loud. Okay.
Boy, that ties up.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you crapped the bed on that one, dude.
I did.
Come on.
Toyota Tacoma.
A Ram, a Tacoma, a Colorado, a Titan, a Frontier.
You sound so good. A Tacoma.
You asked for it, and I gave it to you.
I know. You set me up, and I pooped.
Mike, go live your life, buddy. Have a good day.
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Thanks. See you later.
Mike.
Come
Bye.
On.
He called that shot to center field and bunted
it. We got
to
get a winner. Michelle, will you hurry up and win this?
Like,
my goodness.
Gosh, I'll give it a shot.
At some point, I'm just going to be like, give me five numbers.
I know.
It's getting to that point. There becomes a point when this game just isn't fun anymore.
Oh, you gotta go.
Hi, Michelle. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
You ready?
Thank you for listening and calling in. You're a sweetheart. All right, what do I have for you? Okay, Michelle, this one's very subjective. In 10 seconds, give me five things you would not want to put in your dishwasher. Go.
Oh, my gosh. Wooden spoons, chopsticks.
Wow.
Ceramic pots and pans, cast iron skillet.
Well, you got four.
Oh, man.
A baby.
I know. Oh, my God.
Michelle, have a great day.
You said that earlier.
Have a great day. All right, bye. Oh, my God. Shelly.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Are you ready?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Here five go, things Shelly. You would not want to put in your dishwasher. Go.
My cell phone, my car, my hair, my trash can, my watch, my shoes, my...
I love how you put my, and a baby! Don't put the baby in the dishwasher!
Don't wash the baby.
Why is this game has wore me out today?
It's been fun.
I'm worn out.
I enjoy it.
Shelly, I need you to do something for me.
Okay.
I need you to say, Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound for me.
Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound for me.
There you go. Yeah! I didn't think this game was ever going to end today.
Great job, Shelly.
That's why I called in, because I was like, I can answer some of these.
Yeah, okay. You got it. Yeah, well, Shelly, I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you all about that prize. And thank you for playing. And my God, we got to come up with a bunch of new categories to do it all again tomorrow.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
He's doing that I love. Giving back. Have you seen this? Have you seen that they're just all about, like, helping others now? And I don't know about you, but, like, when that happens, when my kid does something that makes me, like, heartwarmed, where I'm just like, oh, my God, I raised that. Like,
little
that
Zowie.
Is such a good feeling, and that happened to me the other day. I think parents can all agree, right? Like, when your kid does something that's just like, wait, what? That's amazing. So here's the breakdown. So Zoe, where she works, they actually do this thing where if an older person needs to paint their house because their HOA is telling them their paint's chipping or whatever, or the neighborhood is changing the color scheme so they need to update their home, they don't provide that older person with the means to do so. They're just expecting them to do it without any help, right? So what they do is they go around and they help these older people who need help painting their house, and then just go out as a group and paint their house for free. Isn't that amazing? Aww. So they all get together and they help out these communities of people who can't afford to get painters to come and paint their house and update their outside. So they'll come do it and spend the whole day doing it for free. And that's what Zoe's doing today, is she's painting somebody's house that she doesn't know, but she's doing it just to help them out so they don't get a fine from their HOA. That makes me so proud. Like, I'm just such a proud mom right now. And I know that we all have those moments when our kids, like, really go above and beyond and surprise even you, right? Where you wake up and say your older son is making the younger daughter breakfast, and you wake up and it's all done already, and you're like, you really do love your sister. Oh, my gosh. Like, right? Like, these are great moments. I love it.
I remember we would do something like that. Like, we would have a high school thing where, you know, 7 or 10 classmates would get together and help someone in need. And we love doing it because it brings you so much joy to your heart. So, like,
yes.
I don't have kids, but I remember being the kid doing that. And I remember how much fun it was to just be a part of that. And you're making someone's life better. I mean,
yeah.
You're literally helping them out. Painting a house for someone, that is a huge undertaking. So for her to be doing something like that, that's awesome.
It makes my heart proud.
You're like crying. I think it's so cute.
It's funny because like we try and instill those things in our kids when they're younger. Like when Zoe was little, we would go and volunteer at the animal shelter. So we would clean out all the cages. We would walk the dogs. We'd make sure that they had all their snacks and just love them. Like when you volunteer at a shelter, love is a lot of what you do. And she's so good at that. And so I'm so glad that I instilled that in her when she was young. And those formidable years to where she knows it's important to keep doing that as an adult. I mean, they didn't have to paint the house. Like, it's not like they were required. This is something they got to sign up for and got to go do and go help out.
This isn't a jail time thing.
I know. It's not like she had to do community,
community service.
Like, she did this out of the kindness of her heart. And I'm just so proud of her today. I'm like, you were helping somebody else, and that, and I don't know why I'm just waiting for what Jeremy's going to say. Because I know he's forming some kind of fun, snarky comeback.
I think
right?
It's fantastic.
I'm sure you do, but what else do you think? That's what I need to know right now. What, Jeremy?
I think it's great.
Okay. And that's it.
Wow.
Nothing to add, huh?
I don't want to add anything.
I know you don't, because you know I'm going to get so mad about it, because it's not going to be like, again, remember, we're talking about heartwarming. We love that our kids are getting out there and doing this, giving back to our community. Jeremy, making our community a better place to live in. What? Like, I'm just so proud.
It's so good. I love that she's doing this. This
know,
is so
I don't
good.
Even want to know.
Nope.
Just stop right there.
You know what? This time I'm just going to keep it to myself.
Yeah,
I'm going to let my inside laugh.
That's an inside
thought.
I don't
want my outside to laugh.
Yes.
Because everyone will be like, Jeremy, you're mean.
We get enough of that, right?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to leave it this time. I love that she's helping the elderly. That's great.
Yay. Okay. You are trying so hard not to say something
I'm sweating.
Now.
So many good zingers.
I kind of want you to say it, though.
No, I'm not.
I
kind of
need
it's mean.
You.
It's time to play some music.
Okay.
You'll never know. All right, I changed my mind. I got a question.
No!
I got a question.
You were so nice.
I have a question, though. This
okay.
is a legit question. You're sending somebody out that I feel I could be completely off base and completely wrong with your daughter,
mm-hmm.
baby Nana, who's going out to help the elderly by painting a house for them.
Yes.
Okay? He's helping out the community.
Oh, she's
Does
a good
she
sweetheart.
Have any experience at all painting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. She's a little artist.
Like her.
Yeah, she paints all the time. She does.
There's
it's different
than a little
no,
canvas
but,
or her bedroom wall than an entire house.
But she has painted before, and there are painters on hand who will be helping them. It's not like
okay,
it's
because I was curious, because like, that house is going to look janky AF.
It's not like her and a paintbrush and a bucket and a sign, like, we'll paint houses for hugs.
That's
like,
I mean, kind of what I was thinking, because I've
no.
seen videos with the Nah, and I just... She doesn't strike me as somebody who's getting on a ladder painting. That's
no.
all I'm going to say.
And so she, this is completely
the elderly
official.
Might come out. Okay.
They've got stuff right. lined up. They've got professionals to help.
Good.
So
there's people there that can be like, you know what? Thank you for your time. You should probably go.
Exactly.
The elderly might come out and look at that house and be like, well, boy.
That's what I get for free.
Boy, this is a free house painting. Huh? Well, I think I'll go die now.
The HOA ain't going to like this either.
I think we just pissed off the HOA.
Still going to find me.
Yeah, that was just my question. Just, I feel like the Nah probably is not big into house painting, doesn't have a lot of house painting experience. And, you know, for her to just go out and do this.
Yeah, no, they'll have instructions and stuff and people there to help. So it'll be fine, Jeremy. Do you need before and after pictures
of the house?
I kind of
do want to see before and after.
To confirm? I can
And I also know
that
I've seen her videos and stuff. And she's like, let's do the trim bright pink.
She might try and add a splash of pink in this house.
She's
I'm
like
not
throwing
gonna,
glitter
she
on
She may
it.
Try and...
Glitter!
There may be a fun little unicorn painted somewhere, like, exactly, just a big Z for the baby Donna. Yeah.
She's writing her name on the side. Zowie.
Exactly. So you never know. But she's helping, and that's what matters. My baby Nana's out there helping others.
I'm going to laugh if like the little old lady comes out and she's like, you can leave now.
You know, I'll finish cleaning my house.
The house looks fine. Crazy little girl, get out of here.
That's a Herbert.
Yeah, like, get out of here, crazy girl, with your paintbrush. You're making things worse.
Oh, okay. All right, there.
Things are fine.
I got a little bit off my chest. I had some other pretty okay, solid good. Zingers, but I'll continue to keep those to myself.
Okay.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
You got Katie.
Okay, so Carissa says, my fiance and I are getting married this fall. And like most couples, we're spending a small fortune on this wedding. Yeah, it's rough out there. Mm-hmm. Between the venue, food, drinks, photographer, DJ, flowers, and everything else, we are looking at tens of thousands of dollars for one day. Yeah, it's like that now. A few weeks ago, I came across this new trend where couples can sell extra seats at their wedding to strangers. Basically, people pay to attend your wedding and the couple gets some of the money back. At first, I thought it sounded crazy, but the more I looked into it, the more it made sense. Hmm. We already have about 25 open seats because of family members who probably won't come. We're paying for those meals, whether someone sits there or not. So why not make a little money back?
Not a bad idea.
It sounds like a genius idea, honestly, on the surface here. All right. So she says, though, Carissa goes on to say, my fiance absolutely hates the idea. So he says, our wedding is supposed to be about celebrating with people that we know and love, not hosting random strangers who paid for a ticket. He keeps saying he doesn't want to spend our wedding day wondering who all these people are in our photos and on the dance floor. I think he's being dramatic. Like, first, these won't be actual wedding crashers, right? Like, we're going to prove who comes. Second, some of my bridesmaids are single and always complain they can't meet decent guys.
That's a good point.
Exactly. If a few single people showed up, maybe that wouldn't be the worst single thing or worst thing in the world. Third, I've been to weddings where half the guests never met the bride or groom anyway because they were somebody's plus one. Oh, so it's not like this doesn't happen, you know? He fired back and said that if we're trying to make money off of our guests, maybe we should just start charging admission and sell sponsorships to
local
businesses.
That's awesome.
That's kind of
wedding
funny.
Brought to you by Hot Topic.
Exactly. That'd be genius. Another genius idea. But now we're fighting because he thinks I'm turning our wedding into a side hustle, and I think he's letting perfectly good money go to waste. Yeah, you're leaving money on the table. So who's right here? Is it weird to open up extra seats to strangers if it helps offset the cost to the wedding, or is my fiance right that something should stay private and not become a business opportunity? So that's where we need to help out, and that's signed Carissa.
Thanks,
so,
Carissa.
Yeah, that's quite the dilemma there.
I've heard about these companies now or whatever where people can go online and register to essentially be a wedding crasher.
I think it's called notweddingcrashers.com or something like that.
Yeah, there's
an actual website. It launched in May, and you can go sign up to buy tickets to people's
weddings.
That's
the thing. It's like you're not crashing the wedding.
Yeah.
They know you're coming, and there's like a vetting process. So you can go on there and look at these people and hear their story, I guess, and then approve them to come to your wedding.
Yeah.
But I get, like, it's a great way to make some bank, I guess, make a little bit of money back. Because these weddings aren't cheap.
Well, that's what they say.
And they're seat fillers, essentially.
I mean, we're talking thousands of dollars you're going to save here. It's not like a couple hundred bucks will be shaved off. Like, this is a lot of money that they're going to pocket if they can get it, you know, going.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how much it is per seat, like $100.
Well, you figure it's got, what do you think? It's like $70 to $100 per person when you're planning a wedding when it comes to the food, the, you know, as far as decorations
the
and
venue,
everything go.
Yeah.
Per person, it's like $70 to $100, I think. So if you get 10 people to buy a ticket
like
at $100,
like
$100 a piece, that's $1,000 right
there. Oh, yeah,
there
you go.
For 10 people. So if you get 20 people, there's $2,000. Like, I mean, if
that's
you
a
can
lot of
get,
money.
She says she has 25 empty seats. If she can get all 25 filled, that's $2,500 if we're charging $100 a person. So I just think this is kind of genius.
Phone lines are open, too. If you guys want to sound off about this, we love talking to our listeners. You guys can give your opinion. Maybe you've used this service, or you just want to say, hey, well, there's no way in hell I would do this.
Yeah, would you do this?
303-691-1649. 303-691-1649 is your direct link into the studios. Now, I do get fiancés. We got to give him a name. Mitch. It'll be Mitch, please.
Okay.
Mitch.
Mitch and Carissa.
Mitch and Carissa. That's wedding. I can see Mitch's point of view, too, where it's like, I don't want to spend my whole wedding wondering who these strangers are sitting out in the crowd, because I feel like it would take my focus off the bride and the family and all that. You're just, the whole time, you're like, who are these clowns? And they are they stealing stuff? And hi, Christine.
Hello, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So what do you think Carissa and Mitch should do at this wedding?
So I'm also getting married in the fall this year, and I think it's weird, first off. But I also am confused because you give the venue your final numbers 2 weeks before the event, and they change the price based off of how many people you give on that 2 weeks. So for me, it sounds like she just wants to appear like she's having this big, extraordinary wedding.
Oh.
Doesn't actually care that it's intimate.
Oh, okay.
It's all for show, huh?
That's a good point. So it's not about the money at all. It's about filling those seats and looking like more people attended your nuptials.
Yes, that's what I think.
That's,
it doesn't make any sense.
That's devious.
I didn't even think about that.
Like, she's evil.
Yeah.
Well, if it's not that situation, I guess, would you agree? Like, would you do this for your wedding? Like, if you had seats to fill and you want to recoup money, do you think Carissa should do this?
Absolutely not. What if one of the seat fillers Mitch falls in love with? You literally don't know.
Boy, the plot thickens with you, Christine.
You may invite the soulmate of the groom and you'll never know.
Yeah, he's like, what am I doing? And he leaves with one of these guests.
Telenueva is what
this is.
You
just never know.
All right, so I'm putting you down for no, don't do it.
Too many things could go wrong.
Christine, thank you so much for calling and voicing your opinion. Here's Juliet. Hi, Juliet.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey. Okay, so what do you think about the Carissa Mitch wedding and the seat fillers?
I don't think it's a bad idea. Like I was saying earlier, in like the Hispanic culture, anybody that's in the wedding, they usually have to pitch in towards the wedding. And then there's also like a money dance, too. So I don't think it would be a bad idea. I also, too, like, you never know. Maybe these people are cool and you make some new friends.
Okay. So you're saying that there are already traditions installed that are, you know, trying to raise money for the wedding. So this wouldn't be too far from that. People are already trying to raise funds as part of the wedding. So this isn't like tacky.
But that's generally your relatives, right? Because we know the money dance. Your relative comes up and dances with you or whatever, and they give you $10.
Yeah. Yeah,
but this would be total strangers dancing with
strangers,
you.
But people paying for the wedding part, like that's not common in a lot of cultures. So
right.
You know, you're asking people to pitch in for money there. So I think that's what the lines are here, right, Juliet? Is that you're already asking your, you know, family for money? Why not ask some strangers to pitch in?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be like a good story too to look back on our past pictures and be like, hey, this person showed up at my wedding. They were really cool or something.
Yeah.
This random guy danced with me.
And we fell in
and
love.
We fell in love.
See,
and he gave me
$20.
Bucks. Juliet, I have
that's
you down for yes. So we have one yes and one no right now. Now here's Kelsey. Hi, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. The Carissa Mitch wedding. Is it a go to bring the strangers in or not?
Ooh. So out of respect for the fiance, I would say no. But hands down, I would buy a ticket. I would so go.
Me too.
You would be one of these people that just goes and hangs out at a random wedding.
Yeah, I get to dress up. I get cake. I'd even bring a gift.
See,
there is a thing, too, where you start, like, doing the math on what a Friday or Saturday night out would be. You know, you go in what to dinner and a movie, dinner and Comedy Works or whatever. You're going to be spending the same amount, essentially.
A couple $100 easy.
Why not go to a wedding where you can meet people? And yes, you're right. Get all fancy looking and have a good time. I kind of like it. Wonder, can you do it where you get paid? No.
You're gonna be paying. I think you'd have to pay for it.
But I want a service where I get paid.
Like, I'm for it as well, just because I've always wanted to crash a wedding, but I'm afraid I'm going to get caught. And this way, that removes that. I still get to say I crashed a wedding, even though I paid for it.
Right.
And who knows, I may meet like some new best friends and, you know, Mr. Right, he's at this wedding the whole time. Like, that's where I'm like,
that's
I'm so
thing.
Intrigued. I'm with you, Kelsey. I'd totally do it.
Yeah, Kelsey. But I am putting you down for no in general, but you would go as just a seat filler, right?
Oh, totally.
Okay, cool. I got your vote. Thank you for calling, Kelsey. Well, it was essentially 2-1.
Yeah.
So don't do it. Be on the side of Mitch, who's just like, this probably isn't a good idea. Let's just focus on our own personal friends and family.
But buy a ticket to some other stranger's wedding and rip it up.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. It does sound kind of fun, doesn't it?
I want to go.
Well, it's a whole new world in the world of weddings. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. This is definitely not happening when I got married. If you guys ever have a dilemma that you want to share with us and have our listeners sound off, getting hold of us is easy. Send your message to @JeremyKatieJosh, all one word, and it's Katie, K-A-T-Y, @JeremyKatieJosh, on Facebook and Instagram, and you might be featured on Show Wants to Know. I think Katie wants to start things off.
I do.
Sports!
Well, sports, and it's Fight Club, and we're talking about Fight Club, breaking that first rule.
Not because, we're supposed to.
Well, you know, Brad Pitt, so his son, Knox, is 17 years old now, and apparently he is really into Muay Thai. Is that how you say it?
Muay Thai.
Close
Muay
enough.
Thai.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. That's what he's into. But there are video and pictures of him training in an L.A. gym, and people are saying he looks just like his dad from the movie, and he does. I mean, he's got crazy orange hair and, you know, looks like a little Gen Zer, but
what?
Still looks like his dad.
Is it dyed hair then?
Yeah, he's got some dyed
orange
hair.
He ate a lot of carrots.
He's a teenager, you know, they do the crazy hair trends and whatnot, but he is definitely giving us some major deja vu because it looks just like his dad from the movie 25 years ago. And it's a family affair because, you know, so little Knox and then Vivian, they're the twins from Angelina and Brad, the youngest of the bunch. And Vivian is there cheering on her brother in the gym as well. So you get to see all the little Knox Pitt Jolie family fun that's going on there in LA. But it really is quite shocking just to see him, his face. So I don't know if I can describe it as well, but do you remember when Brad would make that little like scrunched up face and he'd purse his lips?
Oh, he looks so
like
cute.
This? That's what he's doing. And he looks
You
just
bet
like
I remember
his
that.
Dad.
It's one of my favorite
like,
looks.
Just like his
that's
dad.
A great look.
It is insane. But yeah, hopefully he goes a long way in that sport because it looks like he knows what he's doing. Everyone's saying that he's got a pretty good future in it. But yeah, there
he's
you
got
go.
The kick maybe, above the head. Look at that.
Maybe Fight Club 2 and he'll be the star.
We can't talk about it. We don't know.
We can't no longer talk about
Fight
Club.
I love that movie.
That's it. It's one of the best.
It's one of the best movies.
I mean, seriously, no spoilers here, but the ending, what?
Edward Norton did a good job in it. You know?
Brad
yeah,
Pitt doesn't
really
exist.
Don't do Jeremy.
Come on, it came out in 99.
But still, there's got to be somebody out there who's like, oh, he ruined it for me.
There's some fun Easter eggs in that movie when you know that and you're watching for it. Like when they go, if there's any scene with a mirror and they go walking by, Brad Pitt doesn't appear in the mirror.
So you,
like,
I never even noticed that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Some fun Easter eggs.
That movie is just so iconic.
I gotta go watch it again.
Because of things like that. So yeah, there you go. There's the latest. Maybe we'll get another exhibition fight in downtown L.A. Little Knox Pitt. Let's go.
There you go.
What do you got,
Josh?
Your
sports.
Well, the NBA Finals are right in the middle of it, and the Spurs actually ended up beating the New York Knicks last night. But Knicks fans, they will do anything to try to get into this game because they have not been able to even cheer on their team in the finals since 99. And they haven't won a championship since 1973. These ticket prices are absolutely insane. Leading up to the game last night, ticket just to get in, these are standing room only, hit $13,000 just to get in the arena. Unbelievable. In the hours leading up to the game, they dropped a little bit. They were around $5,800, $6,000, which is, I mean,
so much.
The average person is not going to be able to get into these. They have the celeb row right there, which is the courtside seats. People showed up like Jay-Z, Timothy Chalamet. How do you say his name, Jay?
Chalamet.
DJ Khaled, Tina Fey, Derek Jeter, many others, even President Trump and New York Mayor Mamdani, I hope I'm saying that correctly, showed up as well. The courtside seat tickets, two were available, and they were going to auction for right there in the middle of celeb row, $1 million between the two tickets. $500,000 a piece. Now, they did go to auction and they were sold. James Dolan, who's the executive chairman and CEO of MSG Sports, said, "We want to thank Gibson and Dunn and Veritas Capital, who were the ones that did win." He said, "They bid $1 million. This will bring life-changing opportunity to the young people in need there." But $1 million to sit at Celebro, you got to be seated next to, hopefully, Timothy Chalamet or, you know, Kylie Jenner.
You better set me next to Adam Sandler. I'm not
Adam Sandler.
The
big time fans right there, right?
Better be like, able to touch the player's hiney.
Spike Lee was Spike on Lee. The court yesterday yelling about a call. You had Josh Hart, who was trying to dive for a ball. He landed in Celebro. Like, that's what I want. I want that experience. I want a player. I want Wembanyama.
Yeah.
Land on me
exactly
in that experience. I mean, what if you get sat to, you know, like Fat Joe, who's there, or something? Like,
whoa.
no shade, he's great, we
pull
love
up
him
your rock aware Fat Joe,
but like, if you're Jeez. Four seats down, Katie, if you're four seats down from Chalamet, you get Fat Joe. I mean, come on, $1 million is
and
a
he's not so fat anymore either.
No,
he's
just medium
sized Joe now, so
he's just regular sized Joe.
Average Joe.
What's going on in this goofy city? What you got, Katie?
Okay, let's talk about the new cell phone ban that Denver Public Schools put into play. So students aren't going to be able to use cell phones, smartwatches, or other personal devices during the school day when they return to class this fall. Now, this was widely debated. They did a lot of things to figure out what would be the best fit for all the schools out there. And if you remember, there was actually a state law that required Colorado school districts to adopt a policy, though they didn't say it had to be a ban. But most schools, that's a route they're going. And honestly, I think it's smart. I think because they're very distracting. We can all agree to that. I mean, you put one of these in front of our faces and, you know,
I'm sorry,
just,
what'd you say?
It takes your attention away.
I was
it
texting
does.
Big Rob. What
so
you
when it when it comes to them learning, though, we need to make sure they're focused, they're dialed in. This is a good way to do that. Now, I do see the parents' concern, though, because, them taking their phones away or making sure that they're off means that parents can't, just readily get a hold of their kids when
it is
they
really
want
convenient,
to,
you know
and
especially with
little...
the smartwatches. Like, I'm cool with the phone being locked up because
absolutely.
I feel like there's less, little bit less distraction with the watches.
Yeah.
But, like, if I need to shoot them a message and say, hey, I'm going to be 10 minutes late picking you up today, it'd be nice to get a hold of them.
I get it, too, though, because kids are smart. And, you know, they'd find a way to play Halo on that
way.
Watch.
That's
like,
right.
You know they would. So
Halo.
It's just like, I'm just, they would. They'd find a way. That little
no.
screen right
what
there.
What is this,
no.
2001? Halo.
They still play Halo.
Probably Roblox.
Whatever
the
they're
Minecraft.
Playing. They'll find a way
Fortnite,
to do it on the watch. So they
Halo.
Have to take those away
they're
as well.
They're going
to
get the Mortal Kombat on their watch with the Mario Brothers.
Halo is still a thing, Jeremy. Get out of my kitchen.
Hell no.
Nobody asked
really.
You to be in here. Okay, so they say that.
They would be playing Frogger on their watch.
Okay, whatever. But they are going to start doing this fall. So get ready for your kids to be complaining
That's
about
good.
Getting their phones taken away.
But I tell you what, like in my district, they hand all the kids a laptop. So they've got their own laptop.
But they can police that a lot more. The stuff,
I don't think.
They can.
No.
They'll only have the apps Katie. On the laptop that are available to them. Like, that's the thing is they won't
you can
make
still get
the,
on the internet.
But they won't make the laptops. No, they can monitor a lot of that, though. If it's their
really?
Laptop that they have the
My
devices
kids were watching
on.
Sausage Party at the end of the year on their school laptops.
I know they were, but that was before this ban was implemented. So now they're going to have some things on these laptops that you can only be able to access certain things. It's like what they do with the kids' phones. Those little Firefly phones that you can only do this, you can only do this, you can only do A, B, and C on those phones. That's what it's going to be like on these laptops. So
look at you telling us about technology.
Just get ready.
Halo over
I'm
here.
I'm just saying.
Listen,
be ready
they'll
for
get
it.
They'll get by past
yeah.
it
because they will
because
they're kids and they're smart. And
they'll
that's
get on
they
the
do.
Chat BBT and figure it out.
They sure will. So
chat cheapy.
But you, as parents, just get ready for it because fall it's happening, and you know those kids
good.
They will be complaining about it. So get ready. We can get excited though because the Taste of Fort Collins is coming back. A few new things though because they're going to change it. Now it's going to be in the fall, so they'll be having the festivities in the later months, cooler months, but. They are going to have some acts up on those main stages that are going to be awesome. What you know about Modest Mouse? Yes.
Heck yeah.
And Little John is coming to Taste of Fort Collins. Okay. I love it. Do you remember when I thought Little John was coming, but it was Little Wayne? I got my littles mixed up. So I was really upset when I found out Little John was not coming to town. So then to hear this news... that he may even be bringing those East Side Boys. Let's go.
Ooh, you're excited.
There you go. I am excited for little Josh.
The kids, when they get to school and they don't have their phones. Don't worry, you can still watch Sausage Party on your laptop.
Okay.
And you'll get your phones back at the end of the school day.
Yeah, yeah. Here's your Mile High hype,
That's it.
Jeremy.
That's all you get.
Jeez.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is time to play the crush, and it looks like Susie made it through. Hi, Susie Q.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning to you. Thank you for calling in and playing Katie Crush. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Susie?
Sure. Yeah. So I am a nurse. I'm heading right now to take my daughter to an orthodontist appointment. And then from there, we're going to meet some friends at the O'Brien Pool in Parker.
All right. Aww. We've got a busy little day.
Yeah. All day plan.
We do.
Give your daughter a shout out. What's your daughter's name?
I have two. I have Ava and Elijah.
Well, hi, girls. Good morning. And then what type of nurse are you, Susie?
I am an addiction nurse, actually.
Wow.
Thank you for health. Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. You help a lot of people, I imagine.
Seriously.
Yeah, it's very rewarding. I very much enjoy what I do.
And heavy. I bet that's heavy. That's a heavy job.
It is, but it sounds like you, Susie, you love it, and that's exactly what people who are going through that need, someone like you to help them through it. So, yeah,
aww, good you're job. A good human.
You really are.
Aww.
Man, all we do is come on the air and make fart jokes all morning long. Man.
Important stuff too,
oh,
right?
Man. All right.
You make people smile. That's what's important.
Yay. That's right. That's right. All right, Susie. Well, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie.
Okay.
And Katie, you want to say anything to her?
Yeah, yeah. Susie, I hope you just came to have a whole lot of fun because that's what we get done here, okay? So good luck to you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Susie, tell Katie to leave the studio. She's got to get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here.
Oh, there we go.
Hey, yeah. Later, dork. All right, so she's leaving. She goes into a soundproof booth where she can't hear anything, and I come up with the questions so there's no cheating. And we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the room. Susie, let's get it on. So rumor has it that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to be married at this venue. What is that venue?
Oh, gosh. I have no idea. Let's just say Martha's Vineyard. Let's go out of left field.
That's really good. Okay, so we'll put that down. Second question. What artist's fan base is called the Beehive?
Oh, that's Beyonce's.
All right, your third question. What Jim Carrey movie did he play a character named Stanley Ipkiss?
Stanley
Ipkiss. Ipkiss.
Ipkiss.
No cheating. I need an answer.
Is that Dumb and Dumber?
D&D. All right. Fourth question. What toy slogan had the tagline, "Gotta catch 'em all"?
Oh, Pokemon. Pokemon Go.
And your fifth and final question. Who was the main host of TRL on MTV for many years?
Is that Mario Lopez?
Mario Lopez. All right. Katie's
back. Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Oh, jeepers.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeepers.
Oh, jeepers.
Oh, jeepers,
gosh,
creepers. Hi, Katie. Welcome back.
Oh, I feel homesick right now.
Oh, jeepers. Yeah, Katie's from North Dakota. Jeepers with all these pop cultures. All right, Katie. Rumor has it that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are going to be married at this venue.
Ooh, tip off set for six from the garden. It's Madison Square Garden. Yes.
Oh.
No, they ran
out. I had no idea on that one.
Susie said some dump called Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, well, I mean, Martha's kind of got it going on there.
I mean, that's pretty solid location,
yeah,
too. You know? I feel like I'd rather be on Martha's Vineyard than Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Way more of a wedding venue feel. Yeah.
Yeah, than an arena.
Yeah.
Where did you get married, Susie?
I got married in Golden at the Pines. Shout out.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Beautiful.
I had my wedding reception in Golden at the Table Mountain Inn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I love Golden.
Where people get hitched. Beautiful. Should be their slogan.
Golden. I want to live in Golden. All right, so what artist's fan base is called the Beehive?
Beyonce.
Susie, you got one.
Yay, Susie.
Yay, Susie. Katie, what Jim Carrey movie did he play a character named Stanley Ipkiss?
Oh. Is that Liar, Liar?
Is that what you're going with?
I think. Ah, which one was it?
And Susie said Dumb and Dumber. It was The Mask.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
oh gosh.
Ipkiss.
Oh, yeah.
Ipkiss!
Yes, man. Mess that up.
Katie, what toy slogan had the tagline, gotta catch them all?
Pokemon.
Without hesitation. Yeah. Susie also said Pokemon. Hey,
Chop Susie.
Hey. And finally, who was the main host of TRL on MTV for many years?
Raced home to watch it. It was Carson Daly. Yay.
Hey. No.
It was not Mario Lopez.
Oh, AC Slater. I love him, though. He's on Extra, right?
Was it Extra that he did?
He's still on Extra.
Yeah,
is he?
I think he's Extra.
That guy does not age. No. He uses Extra moisturizer or something.
Most beautiful skin on a man.
And his
you've
little
ever
dimples.
Seen,
oh,
like...
my God, he's adorable. Oh,
he's
you
so
just
cute.
Want to put him in your pocket.
Me too.
Oh, gee.
Oh, don't you know there?
Susie, you got 2 and Katie got 4.
Oh, I doubled you up today.
You've officially been crushed by the Katie Cat.
I have been crushed by a Katie Cat.
Oh, what is it?
But I like you and you help people with like addiction issues and you're
a nurse
and you're a good human.
Oh. Can we do it for
Susie? You
think
I'll get yelled at if I give her the prize anyway?
Let's do it
probably.
For Susie.
Sometimes they yell at me for giving out the prize anyway, Susie.
Oh, you know, just do it.
Yeah, exactly. Just do it. It's okay. We give them hugs after.
It, and then you ask for forgiveness later.
Yes.
I know, but I ask for forgiveness a lot. They're very mean to me.
They're running out.
They're very, very mean
to
me.
You know, we try and make it better with hugs, though. He'll be fine, Susie. It's fine.
Okay, you got it.
Yay! Susie's
no,
a big winner.
I like you and you're a good human. Thank you for doing what you do, Susie. Very kind.
Thank you guys. Thanks, Mix 100.
Oh, you bet, Susie Q. All right, so I'm going to put you on hold and we're going to come back and tell you how to get those, what was it, Alamo Drafthouse passes?
Yes, movie passes.
Go see He-Man, all right?
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Ooh, he's so muscular. All right, Susie, hang tight. Thanks for playing. Katie!
Kind of did it today,
you
didn't
kinda
I?
You kind of did it today.
Sometimes I don't know my own strength, Jer.
Okay, side note.
Sorry.
Side note. What? As I was coming up with these today, don't you miss TRL?
I miss it so much.
I mean, you... Just like you, I would rush home to watch TRL and get all the music videos.
To
and they'd have the interviews with Britney Spears and the Backstreet Boys.
And they'd come on and they'd like talk to Carson. And it was like, remember when Lala Vasquez was on it?
Yes.
And like, they had so many of my favorite MTV VJs on that show. So, yeah, I miss TRL.
And then didn't he
TRL.
Like fool around with Jennifer Love Hewitt, too?
I think so.
They like hooked up for a little bit. And I was so
did.
Jealous because I had a massive crush on Jennifer Love Hewitt.
They dated for a minute. Yeah. And then he dated someone else too. Few people, I think.
He's a player.
He was.
Alanis Morissette?
Yes. I think it was Alanis, but it was somebody else also. But yeah, I do miss that show. I do miss it.
Man, those were the days.
And music videos.
Oh, those were the days.
Those were fun too.
All right, enough reminiscing. Okay. We'll play again tomorrow morning here at Denver's Mix 100. So set a reminder in your phone right around 9 o'clock for Katie Crush.